Well, answer me.
If I'm right about this, I'm here to help her.
That made zero sense.
Please, explain her symptoms to me.
In what way?
Any way!
She seems to sincerely want help. River's been sick for the last couple of weeks and has been losing control over her abilities. That's why her room's in shambles, and there are unnatural shapes everywhere. She's destroying and building stuff at random.
Oh, I knew it was this. It's too textbook.
What do you mean?
Your daughter has corruption syndrome.
I have no clue what that is.
It's simple. Many nanomancers developed this a few years after they survived contact with the rogue nanotech swarms. Corruption syndrome is essentially the nanites inside her going haywire. Sometimes it can happen by itself. Other times it's done via external causes, such as her being exposed to an infected nanite.
So, River isn't sick, but the nanites inside her are?
Pretty much. And like how you kill viruses in computers, an antivirus needs to be administered.
And what is that?
Corruption syndrome is like chickenpox, in that it usually goes away after a couple of weeks. But it can kill you, and it has a tendency to be lethal to children in particular. The only instant cure for corruption syndrome is exposure to nanites from someone who has survived the disease.
And I assume you survived it?
I have. And trust me, you don't want River to go through all of the stages of the disease. Right now, the virus is about to become the strongest it'll ever be, and whatever control River has will vanish for at least a day unless it is stopped now.
Why? What happens if River completely loses control?
She'll become a walking harbinger of death and destruction, which is something an 8-year-old girl does not deserve to be. And even if you recover from the virus by yourself, there's leftover effects that stay with you permanently. You don't want River to live with those either.
How do you know all of this?
You don't want to know. Now please, let me see your daughter.
Tell me how you'll cure her first.
Simple. I let some of the nanites flow out of my system and have them flow into her. I'm going to need to prick her skin in my own with a syringe. Yes, it's clean. I made sure of it. Don't make that face. And make brief contact. That's all it takes.
And she'll be all right?
She'll be in pain for a couple of minutes, but that will be followed up by intense relief. Please, let me inside.
Look, my teacher knows what she's doing. This isn't the first time she's done this.
All right, fine. But if you harm her in any way...
I understand. Justin, hang out by Will in the living room. Read one of the old books there or something. You haven't developed corruption syndrome yet, and I'm not in the mood to have you catch it now.
Of course.
All right, let's do this.
And now, here's the mayor. Something big is happening.
All right. The reason I summoned all of you out tonight is to let you know that our way of life, our town, no matter what, will be permanently safe before tomorrow.
What do you mean by that?
Just listen to me, and listen to me carefully. The reason why only a few of you were brought here in a town population of thousands is important. This is in case the people I hired to do the job fail or decide to back out. You are the people I trust the most.
Who did you hire, nanomancers?
I won't let any of them near my Gracia.
In exactly 30 minutes, we will set out for the residence of Irene Mate and make sure the job's been done and the threat is extinguished. If not, then we'll do it ourselves.
I can't believe it. He really is trying to get people to want to kill the girl.
We respected Irene's wishes last time, but now we can no longer sit idly by and let our town remain in danger. Nanomancers, contrary to popular belief, are not immortal. They can be killed. It's just tougher to do them in. We can and will do it. Now head home. I know most of you have children. We will meet at the edge of the woods in 2 hours.
This is crazy! I can't believe they're really going to try to kill her! She's just a necromancer, like the people who killed my girls. But I can't let a girl die, not someone so young. If they do this, they'll be just like the people who killed my little girls. What do I do? you?
Is someone there?
Grappa?
Hey, are you one of those nanomancers who came here earlier today? Come out!
What's wrong?
Someone was here. I'm gonna check it out.
Come on. Like anyone on their side is gonna be spying on us. They're not that stupid.
I'm still going to check.
Fine. Your funeral.
I can't believe I'm going to have to do this.
You better not be thinking of doing anything to Gracia. You inhuman freaks. I'm going to...
I'm sorry.
Hey, Gloria. You alright?
I need to get out of here.
Gloria!
What's the matter, James?
Someone knocked Gloria out cold.
Huh. Looks like we did have a spy watching us. This doesn't look like a nanomancer job. Even that Marie woman isn't this good. This is definitely Jesse's handiwork. I was afraid of this happening.
River? River, wake up.
What? Who is this, Mommy? Why are you both in here? Stay away!
She's here to help you, River.
No! Keep her away! Stay away from me!
River, it's all right. My name's Marie. I'm here to help you.
No! No, come near me! Please! Stay away! Stay away! I'll just hurt you!
It's all right, River. It's all right. Look at me. I'm here to help you, okay? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to make you feel better. That's all.
Please. I'll just hurt you, too.
Hurt me too? Does that mean Irene? No, I can't think about that right now. I'll worry about it after I help River. Look, this is all that's necessary. I'm going to prick my skin, and then yours, and then the good nanites in my blood will cure yours, and you'll be fine in a couple of minutes.
You're not like a doctor. You're scarier than a doctor. You don't know what you're doing.
Did you really need to say that? Way to reassure your mother, kiddo.
Mommy! Sandy! Somebody help me!
Sandy?
I'll explain later. Just please, get it done.
All right. You'll feel better soon, River, okay? I'm not here to hurt you. I'm only here to help you.
You're not!
Your mommy wouldn't let me in if I wasn't here to help. You know that, right?
You let her in, Mom?
Yes, River. I did.
Oh, okay. Just please, hurry up before I hurt you. I don't want to break or hurt anyone else.
You won't. Not after I'm finished. I promise.
You promise?
I promise.
Damn it, this is boring! There's not even an old comic book for me to read!
Well, the comic book and manga publishers kinda universally folded during the Civil War over nanotechnology. In fact, we're lucky there's still printing presses up and running right now. Society's trying to get back on its feet, and the way we've been trying to rebuild the town is an example of that.
Right.
So, since I kinda told you my story, what's going on with you two? Who are you guys?
I'm not sure what I can talk about. Marie likes keeping some things private. There's some things about herself that she doesn't like having others know, so if I tell you, you must not mention it to anyone.
I wonder why.
You want to know?
I guess.
You're about to learn something very dark about nanomancers right now. Becoming one isn't exactly painless.
It's alright. It'll pass.
We're here for you, River. It's okay. Mom's here.
It hurts!
I know it does. You'll feel better soon.
My transformation came at the cost of my entire family, who didn't survive their contact. But I didn't see them die. Not like the way Marie saw someone die when she made her contact.
What do you mean?
Marie is the best friend you'll ever have. She's always there for you. She values human life so much. I mean, she just does. She tried to shield a little girl from a nanite swarm. And the girl wound up disintegrating Marie's arms anyway, screaming in agony until she was dust.
My God!
It's okay. It's okay.
It doesn't hurt as much anymore.
You're feeling better, River?
What amazes me most about my teacher is how she manages to remain this caring towards others, even though she's been treated like crap since she made contact. She lost her job, not like she could bear the work there anymore anyway. She can't even look at libraries anymore. The contacting experience was that horrendous. That's why she only goes to bookstores. And then she got disowned by her family. Her boyfriend dumped her. She lost her house, her car. So many things. Kinda like what happened with my aunts and uncles. They'd rather let me ride on the street than take me in just because I'm part machine with these nanites in me.
She's an incredible person. Even when Jesse was attacking her, I didn't see a hint of anger on her face.
I've only seen her truly angry once. And trust me, seeing her angry isn't something you're likely to forget.
Really?
Really. You see?
Talking about me behind my back again, Justin?
Oh, crap.
Guess what this means?
I get to carry all the sacks to the next town.
Bingo! Now, go gather them all!
Oh, man.
Justin's a bit of a blabbermouth. I'm sorry.
No, he was actually just saying how amazing you actually are.
I don't think I'm that great. Justin likes embellishing stuff when he talks about me. He's never really had a mentor until now. There's better ones out there. He just doesn't see it. He kind of latched onto me a year ago and he hasn't let go.
You care for him a lot, don't you?
Yeah, he's a brat, but I can't help it. I try so hard to be perky and encouraging so he'd cheer up. It usually doesn't work because he's so cynical, but I hope one of these days I'll make him laugh.
Why do you help people? Justin was saying you do that even though people reject you.
I don't want people to suffer. I've suffered, and I've seen so much pain because of nanotechnology. The swarms and nanomancers using their abilities for, let's just say, selfish endeavors. It's so easy to lose your humanity to these things inside you, especially if you survive corruption syndrome without a cure.
You just went out of your way to help Irene and River. That's proof of your humanity to me. I don't think any of us could thank you enough. What's the matter?
Nothing, just...
Marie!
Oh, River! You look a lot better already!
What do we say, River?
Thank you so much, Marie!
No problem! I'm just glad I could help.
Can I play out back? Can I bring Sandy with too? I haven't been outside in a long time. And then I'll fix the shelves. I can fix the windows.
I'll handle the broken glass, River. Just go get Sandy and be outside. I'll be with you in a second.
Okay.
All right. Who's this Sandy I keep hearing about?
You've heard about imaginary friends, right?
Yeah.
River, kinda put her imaginary friend in an old laptop PC. Don't ask me how she did it. Even I don't know how. But River was so lonely, and she wanted her friend to actually be able to talk to other people.
It's all right, Irene. You don't need to explain anything more about it. In fact, it makes me feel kinda sad. For a kid to grow up with just her mother.
I know. I try my best, but the other parents won't let River attend class. Much less let their kids near her. I've had to homeschool her my whole life, while trying to work in town. The mayor, Forrest Wilmington, was kind to me at first, even when River knocked down buildings as a toddler to protect nature. I've always had to put them back up. That was exhausting.
That's... interesting, Irene. Just go be with your daughter. I'll join you out back in a minute before I leave, okay?
All right.
Irene doesn't get out as much as she wants, like River. It's not there.
It's not that well.
Then what is it?
It's nothing.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Helping necromancers and probably that nano wannabe Will Jordan. But that's what I'm doing. Why? They're not like me! They just want to help their own kind! Then why don't I feel that way about these Marie and Justin people? Is it because they're not bad people? Or just because they may not be out to kill a child, like the mayor is?
Jesse, is that you right there?
Mayor!
You better not be doing what I think you're doing, Jesse.
I can't just let a child be murdered, Mayor!
Don't make me have to go through this again, Jesse! This girl is a threat to all of our existence. You saw the kind of damage she did in town. You know that Fiona McGregor hasn't been seen or heard of. You saw someone get mutilated by that girl. She's become a monster. How can you defend her?
How can you condone killing a child who has no idea what she's doing? And how do you know whether Fiona's really dead?
We're stopping the problem here, Jesse. Now you're with me or against me. You're the best fighter in town, Jesse. Please don't side with these people. You said it yourself. They're a different species from the rest of us.
But they're still human, aren't they? They're just different humans.
What?
I can't let you kill a human girl. No matter what you say, I know that's what you're going to do. That makes you no better than the Nanomancers which killed my babies.
You better not run.
I'm sorry, Mayor, but I won't let you kill a little girl.
Damn it.
Mommy, Mommy, look what I just did. Do you like it? I tried to make the field really pretty for you, but also a great place for the animals. I think they like it.
That's a fantastic butterfly garden you just made, River. Really, it is. The flowers are so beautiful.
Thank you. You see this, Sandy?
Yeah, I do.
Look at the black one. What's it called again?
I think it's called the black swallowtail, River.
It's so pretty.
Wow. It's just like it never happened.
Curing corruption syndrome pretty much returns the nanites to normal. It's like removing a virus from a computer.
I'm just glad to see Irene and River smiling again. They haven't had much to smile about lately.
Really? Can you and Justin watch River for a moment?
Okay.
Why?
It's none of your business. Yet.
Wonderful.
All right, Marie. What's so important to drag me back in the house? Is there another complication with River?
In a way, yes.
What do you mean by that? Oh, Marie, what are you doing?
You know, Irene, I've been realizing that something isn't adding up about you. Corruption syndrome spreads on contact, and River said she hurt you.
She didn't mean hurting me, literally. Ow!
Don't you dare misconstrue words on me, Irene. I heard what she said clearly. How are you not suffering from corruption syndrome? How? And while I'm at it, what happened to Fiona McGregor? Can you answer anything?
I didn't do anything to her!
You're lying! I can see it in your eyes!
Ow!
What happened, Irene? Did you kill Fiona McGregor? How do you not have corruption syndrome from contact with River? Unless you already caught corruption syndrome and recovered from it.
I'm sorry, Marie. I was exposed to an infection swarm and I spread it to River. I'm sorry.
So you're just like me then?
Yes. I know about corruption syndrome and what it does.
Then why wouldn't you cure your own daughter?
I have no choice.
Why? Why did you let your daughter suffer? Tell me now! What you did to your daughter. You don't deserve to be a mother. To have River rely on you and look up to you for her every need. You don't deserve her love. You're just a monster.
Your eyes.
What? Unless you come up with one hell of a good answer, I will take River from you. She does not deserve a mother who would put her daughter through so much agony.
I didn't want to do it! I had no choice!
You always have a choice! She's acting like a hostage. I wonder if she is. What if someone is threatening her? But who? Someone in the town? Or someone else? You move a muscle from this spot and you'll regret it.
Yes.
You!
Listen. The mayor's bringing people up here. They mean to kill River if you haven't already done so.
What? Then why did they have us go up here?
They played you! It's easier for nanomancers to kill their own kind!
Damn it.
Please, let me help. I can't let people kill a child, Murray Lyle.
Fine, come with me.
What happened?
None of your business.
Mommy, Mommy! Daddy's come back! He's at the edge of the forest!
Daddy?
Oh, no. No. No, 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 no!
Hey, Irene! You better not be...
River, stay in the house. And that's a direct order from your mother. Don't leave this spot.
Why, Mommy? It's just Daddy, and Sandy's still outside.
Stay here, please! I'll get Sandy for you. Please, just stay here.
Oh, okay.
That monster is back. I won't let him have River. I won't!
She said Daddy.
He's back. Just like he said he would.
Oh, Myrene? Care to tell me what's going on?
Marie, this guy's creepy. He has a woman with him, too.
Fiona!
What did you say?
Why, hello, Irene.
It's you!
You aim that shotgun at me, and you'll be dead in an instant, Irene.
What?
Fiona's proven most cooperative towards her new life. Before you can shoot, she'll have a knife at your neck.
You're lying, Gabriel! Fiona would never do that!
Want to find out for certain? I thought so.
Who are you? And who's your glazed-over friend?
Ah, you brought reinforcements, Irene. Very resourceful of you. I honestly didn't expect anyone other than that worm to serve as your almost boyfriend.
You take that back!
You're not answering my question!
Oh, fine. I am Gabriel Hyacin. And I happen to be the reason why Irene has a child. Unfortunately, Irene was not in the mood to explore the intricacies of nanomancy, and she threw me out of the house with that very same shotgun aimed at me.
Intricacies? That doesn't even scratch the surface of what you wanted to do to her!
But fortunately, just because she didn't want to join me didn't mean I couldn't explore nanomancy by myself. And when I survived corruption syndrome, I realized something. The nanites in our blood are evolving us, Irene. Corruption syndrome is a mere test to see whether we have the strength to survive it.
That's not how I view it at all. It's the corruption of our nanites, and if something goes wrong, we lose our humanity.
We're not humans at all, woman!
I have a name. It's Marie.
Marie? I've heard that name before. But no matter. I came here to check up on my daughter's progress. Considering she's playing outside instead of being in rather intense pain, I guess you chose to back out of our agreement, Irene.
I never agreed to it! You just took Fiona hostage and turned her into that... doll!
And she won't be released from it now. No daughter, Fiona remains a doll.
I cured River of her affliction, Gabriel. If there's someone you should be angry with, it should be me. Don't take it on Irene or her friend.
Irene could have easily stopped you from curing her daughter, couldn't she? You see?
Gabriel, you don't understand anything, do you?
What?
I will not let you use River for whatever it is you want to do. We are still human, and we should not try to view ourselves as separate. All I wanted was to give River as normal of a life as she wanted. And you just wanted to change her even more! I don't care if I'm corrupt like you, but when I saw Marie, who so badly wanted to heal my daughter, I didn't want to see my daughter crying and in pain any longer! Don't you dare just sigh at me! I was scared of you when I was alone, but I have help now. And I won't let you take my daughter and deny her a life.
So, you want to make this a fight, then?
Yes.
Justin, get me sacks 2 and 5.
What?
Now!
Then a fight it is. I will get my daughter back, Irene. It's too bad it'll be over your dead body.
Correction. It'll be over your dead body.